is Dickered Up. The official podcast of the Cars Tour is on the air. Presented by Puryear Tank Lines. The Cars Tour, the premier late model stock series. Short track racing at its very best. Stickered Up will feature A-list guests, the hottest topics, race previews, recaps, the good, the bad, and the ugly. If it happens on the Cars Tour, Stickered Up is chewing on it. Here's your host, Stephen Dunn.
And happy race week, everyone. Stephen Dunn, Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast for the Solid Rock Carriers Cars Tour. We head to Altima Hall, North Carolina this weekend, Ace Speedway on Friday night for the run of the AcceleratedGraphics.com 315, 125 laps for the late model stock cars, 100 laps for the pro late models. Some of the local divisions that will also run, the mini stocks will run for 30 laps, champ carts for 20, the Ace Speedway modifieds will run for 40 laps as well. Action starts at the racetrack on Thursday morning with trailer parking for the late model stock cars and the pro late models. They will start alternating practices at 12:30 and they'll go till 5 o'clock. Cars Tour will return to action and the Speedway on Friday morning. Pits open at 11:45. Cars Tour practice will start at 1:45 and it will go until 4 o'clock. Grandstands open at 6 o'clock. Green flag will fly at 8 o'clock. Again, 125 laps for the late model stock cars, 100 for the pro late models. Taking a look at the entry list heading into this weekend, have 32 late model stock cars that have pre-registered with the home office in Mooresville, North Carolina. They include Deke McCaskill, Ronnie Bassett Jr., Brendan Queen, Landon Pimpleton, Andrew Grady, Brandon Pierce, Dylan Wilson, Bobby McCarty, Carson Quapple, Chase Burrow. Thomas Scott makes his Cars Tour debut at his home track this weekend. Dylan Ward will be behind the number 14 of Jimmy Moore this weekend. Ryan Millington, who's a recent previous winner at Ace in Cars Tour competition. Chad McCombie, Josh Dickens. Landon Huffman will be piloting in the number 22 car for Nelson Motorsports this weekend. That car previously driven by Cale Gale. Landon Huffman in the 22 this weekend. Mason Diaz, Zach Miracle, Carson Brown, William Swalowicz gets back into Cars Tour action as well. Connor Jones, Trevor Ward will be in the 55 this weekend for Lee Falk Racing with Isabella Robusto being out due to a concussion. Connor Zilich, Cameron Boland, Connor Hall, Minnie Tyrell, Tate Fogelman, Jacob Hefner, Garrett Smithley, who also runs full-time on the Xfinity Series. He'll be debuting in the Cars Tour this weekend in a car put together by AK Performance. Lane Riggs, Dexter Knight, and Bryant Barnhill. Those are the 32 drivers that have pre-entered for the late model stock car. This will be their seventh appearance at Ace Speedway. Previous winners include Caden Honeycutt, Jonathan Schaefer, Josh Berry, and then Lane Riggs, Ryan Millington, and Bobby McCarty, who are all three in the field this weekend. Taking a quick look at the pro late model side, we've got 21 pro late models have pre-registered for this weekend's festivities in Altima Hall. They include Clint King, Zach Fowler, George Phillips, Tristan McKee, Rusty Skused, Austin McDonald, Brett Suggs, points leader Mike Hopkins, who's won the first two events, Luke Baldwin, Brett Cruz, Connor Zilich, Dawson Sutton, Giovanni Reggio, Nick Loden, Josh Horniman, Justin Whitaker, Jeff Batten, Luke Mornay, Logan Jones, Katie Hettinger, and Caden Quapple. This will be the third event for the pros at a Speedway. Previous winners include William Swalowicz and Carson Quapple, who is in the field. Brandon Willard has the Volt Battery caution flag out on this segment of Stickered Up. We'll take this opportunity to come down pit road, sticker up, and return. We'll talk with a familiar friend to the Stickered Up podcast, Mr. Kicking Asphalt himself, Boo Carlisle. You're listening to the Stickered Up podcast.
Stickered Up, official podcast of the Cars Tour. We're all familiar with the term batteries not included. Well, that does not apply to Volt Battery, distributed by Meredith Battery. They're all about batteries. Meredith Battery has Volt Batteries for all applications, including auto, marine, commercial, golf cars, power sport, and motorsport. Meredith Battery of Anderson, South Carolina. Their Volt Battery customers are frequent visitors to Victory Lane at your local short tracks in the Southeast each and every week. For more information and to buy your next Volt Battery, contact the team at 864-226-9091. 864-226-9091 and on Facebook and Instagram. Volt Battery, distributed by Meredith Battery, the official battery of the Cars Tour and the Stickered Up Podcast.
Courier Tank Lines, a trucking company run by drivers for drivers. For over three generations, Purrier has been leading in driver happiness, client satisfaction, and safety. They love trucking, family, and racing. As a Purrier driver, you'll earn up to $100,000 per year plus exceptional benefits, including exclusive access to Purrier racing events. Enjoy flexible scheduling, career path opportunities, zero split seating, and much more. Visit drivepurrier.com to learn more.
Practice. Race. Win. Performance Racing Warehouse, home of the PRW chassis. They feel the thrill of victory and agony of defeat with every customer. With a cutting-edge, track-tested chassis, they know what it takes to build a race-winning machine. The PRW chassis has a proven track record of wins and championships that speak for themselves. When you're ready to take your performance to the next level, come visit Performance and let them get you in victory lane. Online at performancecenter.com. Also, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok. And you can call Performance Racing Warehouse at 704-838-1400.
GXS Wraps is your one stop for all your vehicle and motorsports graphics needs. Since 2018, GXS Wraps has offered turnkey solutions including design, printing, and installation of premium final graphics for fleet vehicles, personal vehicles, and race cars. 100% of our services offered are completed at our 4,800 square foot facility located in Apex, North Carolina. Check us out on the web, GXSWraps.com, or give us a call, 919-213-0371, to get started on your next wrap. GXS Wraps, the official graphics partner of the Cars Tour and the Stickered Up Podcast.
We're laser cutting and CNC bending. GeoCut for media blasting and surface conditioning. GeoCut, South Boston, Virginia, for powder coating. GeoCut, on-demand laser cut parts. Just go to geocutfabrication.com. Upload your part drawing. Select the material and quantity and then see your instant quote immediately with the option to order right then and there. 434-201-4824. GeoCutFabrication.com. 611 Railroad Avenue, South Boston, Virginia. One part or 1 million parts. GeoCut has you covered.
Hey, this is Deke McCaskill, driver of 08 Purrier Tank Line Chevrolet. You're listening to Stickered Up Podcast with Stephen Dunn.
Green flag back in the air. This edition of the Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast of the Solid Rock Carriers Cars Tour. Join us via the GSX Wraps Hotline. Familiar face and name with the Stickered Up Podcast. He's the founder and the brains behind Kicking Asphalt Vlog on YouTube, Mr. Boo Carlisle. Boo, welcome back to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Always a pleasure to be back with you, Steve, and always a good time, man.
Well, look, man, before we jump into Cars Tour racing, I do want to let some folks know, some people know, that you're still running the street stock, and you tried to do something this past weekend. It didn't pan out, but the first leg of that, you were at Florence Motor Speedway this past weekend, got back into fine fashion with a second-place finish, and a little rough there at the end, but, man – talk to us a little bit about kind of what your initial plan was for last Saturday.
Well, I mean, I'd always heard these older guys, like the older racers, I don't want to call them older guys, but like Lee Falk tell stories about, you know, racing multiple times in a weekend. And I wanted to have a story like that, you know, because I never know when this ride's going to be over with. So I wanted to take, you know, the bull by the horn, so to speak. And I knew that it was possible because with all the Cars Tour dates, I don't have as many dates to go street stock racing. So Florence was having a day race. And 3.5 hours up the street was Tri-County Motor Speedway, who was having a night race. And I called both track promoters and told them what I was wanting to do. What I was wanting to do was run both races in the same day. So there was a race at Florence, and I called Steve Zacharias, great, you know, family over there, and told him, and he was on board with it. He moved us up in the race order to try to help us, called the Higgins family over at Tri-County Motor Speedway. They was on board with it. We all worked together to make this happen, but Charlotte traffic killed us.
Well, and like I said, I thought it was going to be cool, and people can kind of follow y'all's story and kind of the day when that vlog comes out here in the next few days. I'm thinking it's the next few days, but man, you've been busy with the vlog. You've you've jumped on board, and we talked a little bit about this in our preview show with an opportunity that you got with the Cars Tour. You're doing race weekend vlogs for the Tour and 12 drivers, and three races in, you've gotten Mason Diaz, Isabella Robusto, and Chad McCombie all taken care of with those three races at Southern National, Florence, and Hickory a couple weeks ago. This weekend, you got Andrew Grady, but man, talk about how these first few weeks have worked out for you working with these individual drivers and some of the highs and some of the lows and some of the challenges that you've expected.
Man, it's went as best as I could expect it. I mean, it's meeting new people. Didn't know a whole lot about Mason Diaz or Isabella or Chad McCombie for that, you know, aspect. Didn't have really much of a personal friendship with none of them, but they was all very welcoming. The teams were very welcoming. You know, sometimes some team members won't like having, you know, three or four cameras inside a car throughout the day. But it's been a great experience. They understand what me and Keeley's trying to do with the popularity of YouTube vlogs right now in society. And they've been very much on board with it and, you know, getting to meet new people. It's been a great experience.
I think one of the cool things that I saw you do, and I know that was probably just spur of the moment, but rain delay at Hickory on Saturday. Kind of had to alter the schedule with the weather that came in. And you kind of went through and you talked to a bunch of different people as far as where their last meal would be if they only had one meal to eat. And, man, I thought that was really fun, really creative, and I thought some of the answers were awesome. I really loved Dylan Wilson's answer about the new seafood place that he'd seen down at the beach where he could drink beer all day and eat oysters. So that was pretty cool. But, I mean, was that something that you just thought of off the top of your head, or is that something that you kind of had pre-planned as like a filler if you needed something like that?
Well, we knew that the practice was canceled for Saturday, and we were standing in the trailer. It was me and Keeley and Dale Jr., and I ran it by them. I was like, what do y'all think about this idea? And they loved it. So, like I said, we had hours to pass, so I just, you know, grabbed my phone and went to work, so to speak, and, you know, went around and had a lot of fun with it. And that, I think, has been a huge hit in the car store community. So we got a plan already in place for this weekend to include, you know, both divisions this time, where I kind of mostly just did the late model stock guys the last time. But this weekend, we got a question for the pro late model guys and then a separate question for the late model stock guys.
Chatting with Boo Carlisle from Kicking Asphalt here on the Stickered Up podcast. And Boo, you've been at every Cars Tour race thus far here in 2023. We've seen some really good races. Probably one of the most intense Cars Tour weekends that we've seen to date. A couple weeks ago at Hickory, where we sent some really good race cars home. But what's your perspective? What's your take here as we're through the first three of 16 races for the Cars Tour? What's some of the things that have impressed you? What are some of the things that you think can be a little bit better?
You know, first off, car counts. I mean, Jack and Keeley have done a phenomenal job in promoting the series, and the new owners, the light that they've shined on the series. I mean, car counts. Like, I'll beat it in the ground. We are living in what the old timers call the good old days right now. I mean, we're sending cars home. That's unheard of anywhere in the country, more or less the Southeast. So, you know, I'm super impressed with the car count. And, you know, I'm a real positive person. I really can't think of nothing we could improve on. I mean, there's nothing that stands out in my head for the most part to improve on. I mean, I'm sure there's always something. But as long as we have, you know, good weather, good car counts, and fun, that's all I can ask for.
What's been the biggest surprise that you've seen thus far, whether it's a driver or a team or one division versus others? Is there anything that stands out or is kind of a surprise to you here through the first, you know, month and a half of the season?
Pro late model car counts just blows me away. I mean, it was low teens last year, and it's, you know, 30. For the, you know, first two races, great job by that side of the, you know, late model side. The pro guys really showed up and put on a phenomenal race at Hickory, you know, side by side or slideways finish, if you will. But another surprise I've had is Jacob Heffner. Like, I knew the kid was good, but this kid's been real impressive. I mean, already in the championship hunt, three races in, you know, the Southern National race and Florence race, you see him in the back of the pack, saving, and you know, sometimes it works, sometimes it don't, but it's worked for him both times, and I guess he's kind of under the radar type guy. You know, I looking at points the other day and I was like, you know, there's Hefner right there. You know, the whole Carroll Speed Shop, they always bring fast race cars, but this, you know, this year it's panning out for them so far. So, you know, Carson Quapel, he's off to a roaring start. So, you know, he's going to have a touch of bad luck if anybody's going to be able to catch him.
Yeah, I think too. I mean, I agree with you. I think that Hefner's start compared to his start that he had in 2022, where had a bunch of DNFs and he basically clawed his way back in to finish third in championship points a year ago, but off to a great start. He and, like you said, you know, Carson Quapel with the two wins, Connor Hall back into form that we expect him into with the second place at Hickory. And obviously, you can't forget Deke McCaskill. The man had to take a provisional to get into the race at Hickory a couple weeks ago and drove from 31st to 5th. I think it's just a testament to not just the guys that are at the top of the point standings, but you go down through here, man, and you got to start looking like after this weekend, it's the top 26 in points are the ones that lock in for North Wilkesboro. So while people are sitting there looking for wins, there's going to be some kind of battles and some people counting points and figuring out what they've got to do this weekend at Ace to lock into that race at North Wilkesboro in a mere 10 days.
Absolutely. I mean, it's already a fierce battle for the top 26. Had many conversations during the rain delay last weekend with some of the guys down around that are, you know, fighting for that cutoff spot. And I'm here to tell you, these guys they're fighting as fierce for this 26th place cutoff as Carson Quapel and Jacob Hefner. Deke McCaskill is fighting up front. You know, it really, really means something to be able to, you know, get your name called out in driver intros at North Wilkesboro here in a few weeks.
Yeah, and I'm looking here, pulled up online, the go-to for Cars Tour, Car Tour Digest, and just looking at that that 23rd through 27th, and you've got Cameron Boland, who's 23rd, Tate Fogelman is 24th. You've got two guys, Ron Galinsky and Connor Zilich, that are tied for 25th, Cale Gale, 27th, Ryan Barnhill, 27th. So, man, you could really move the needle one way or the other. You've got Landon Pimbleton, who's in 22nd, who actually missed the race at Hickory. But, man, with 33 cars scheduled to be at Ace, they're only going to take 28. This is the first time all year that we'll have a field of 28 as opposed to the field of 32 that we've been accustomed to. That's based on the track promoter wanting to only start 28. So we're going to have five late models go home. So qualifying will be at a premium again, once again, on Friday evening.
Oh, it'll be the air, the atmosphere, everybody's, you know, on their toes because we're not used to this. You know, this is a feeling that we have at Martinsville, if you will, but, you know, you still get the heat race there. It's either go or go home, you know, and that's what it's going to be Friday evening when it comes time to roll off for qualifying.
Yeah, and I think, too, I mean, we always everybody always kind of focuses on the late model stock car side of things just because that's what the folks here in North Carolina, Virginia, South Carolina have been grown up and accustomed to. But, man, I do agree with you on the pro late model side. Just looking at the field of pro late models that we've got, I mean, you know, you've got Mike Hopkins, who's won the first two races, Brett Cruz, who you know, finished second. Connor Zilich is in the field again this weekend. Giovanni Ruggio, Katie Hettinger, Caden Quapel. I mean, these are the who's of pro late models. And like you said, it's only 21 late models pre-registered for this weekend, but to have 30 late models, the first two events. And, you know, we were at Orange County this past weekend for a Carolina pro late model race, and you know, they had 9 pro late models, and I think that the Cars Tour has gained some notoriety. They've gained some prestige, and some of these guys that had run in the Carolina Pro Series for the last several years, they've kind of transitioned and moved over to the pro. So I think we're going to be in store for two great races in Altima Hall this weekend. Boo, before I let you go, obviously, you know, we talk about the you know, you being the street stock guy, and we had Jack McNally on last week, and talking about the upcoming schedule with North Wilkesboro and then obviously the Old North State Nationals at the end of May at Tri-County Speedway. And they've added a little bit of a caveat to the weekend festivities. Street stock race is going to take place on Friday night, and $2,000 to win. And was it 75 lap race? Is that
75 laps?
75 lap
start.
And man, talk a little bit about what that means to the street stock racing community to be able to run on the same weekend as the Cars Tour.
Oh, this huge. I mean, that's the first word that, and the only word that really comes to mind is huge. It's, you know, going to be on flow racing. So, I mean, it's one thing to be on a local track flow racing, but to be on something that this many people throughout the country is going to be able to watch. I mean, this is the biggest stage that street stocks in the Southeast have ever been put on, in my opinion. You know, and it's a big thanks to Keely Dubinsky, who came up with the idea when she, you know, presented this to me back at Christmas time. So, you know, and we've talked with Jack McNally about it. There's going to be a lot of cars there. So we're having to limit some of the space there for, you know, there's only going to take 30 street stocks, but I can promise you it'll be 30 of the best street stocks in the country. So real, real excited. With 75 laps, we're going to have to save tires. Even though we race on scuffs, we're going to have to save a little bit of tire to be there at the end. You know, there'll be a strategy there where that's not accustomed in street stock racing. Where at Florence Motor Speedway this past Saturday, it was go as hard as you can for 30 laps. You know, you didn't have to save anything. But, you know, with the Cars Tour welcoming us in, we're going to be just like their race. We got to have some type of strategy. You know, we can't go out there and just burn the tire, slap off of it, because we won't have nothing left. We'll be in reverse at the end of the race, even if we make it to the end of the race. So yeah. It's just a huge, huge opportunity for street stock racing as a whole, and a big thanks to Jack and Keeley for this opportunity.
Tri-County, a racetrack that you've run a couple of times and you've gotten around there pretty good. Do you feel like you might have a little bit of an advantage? I mean, you probably got some of those local guys that'll be there, but do you feel like you might have a little bit of an advantage over some of these guys that might be traveling to Tri-County for the first time?
I do. Once everybody finds out that it's a multi-groove racetrack, speaking of, on my docket this week is to speak with Carson Quapple about what do I need to do to get that third lane to come in. I seen him use that thing real good last year in September. So if I can get that third lane to come in, we're going to go up there in a couple of weeks and just a little tune-up race, weekly show there, just to try to get in the ballpark for a setup for the Cars Tour Street Stock race. You know, I do. A lot of people, you know, you think the bottom's the groove. There will be a lot of people traveling from far, far away for this race. I think I'll have an advantage over them, you know, right off. But it's a very easy track to learn. And with new paved corners, it's smooth. It's very fast, especially for street stocks. It's a little bright. I think it will put on an absolute phenomenal show for 75 laps because, once again, it is multi-groove. You know, it's not a lot of, you know, it's side-by-side racing, but you don't have to pack it in there and move somebody out of the way. There's multiple lanes to pass somebody clean. So, you know, I'm just really hoping for a great show with 30 cars starting and a clean, fast-paced, you know, hard-nosed racing 75 laps here in a few weeks.
And I know that the entry blank will be released later this week, and if anybody's interested, they can reach out to Boo Carlisle, and I'm sure you'll post that on your social media once that becomes live. Boo, I can't thank you enough for coming on, man. Like I said, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show, whether you're in studio or down there in Georgia. But, man, thank you so much for what you do for short track racing and your friendship, man. It's you're an asset to us all and greatly appreciate everything that you do.
Thank y'all, fellas, for everything very much. See y'all Friday at Ace.
That's Boo Carlisle with Kicking Asphalt. Brandon Willard has the Volt Battery caution flag in the air. We'll take this opportunity. Come down pit road. Sticker up. We return. We'll close out this edition. You're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Stickered Up, official podcast of the Cars Tour. We're laser cutting and CNC bending. Geo-cut for media blasting and surface conditioning. Geo-cut, South Boston, Virginia for powder coating. Geo-cut, on-demand laser cut parts. Just go to geocutfabrication.com. Upload your part drawing. Select the material and quantity and then see your instant quote immediately with the option to order right then and there. 434-201-4824. Geocutfabrication.com. 611 Railroad Avenue, South Boston, Virginia. One part or 1 million parts. Geocut has you covered.
Courier Tank Lines, a trucking company run by drivers for drivers. For over three generations, Courier has been leading in driver happiness, client satisfaction, and safety. They love trucking, family, and racing. As a Courier driver, you'll earn up to $100,000 per year plus exceptional benefits, including exclusive access to Courier racing events. Enjoy flexible scheduling, career path opportunities, zero split seating, and much more. Visit drivecourier.com to learn more.
Practice. Race. Win. At Performance Racing Warehouse, home of the PRW chassis, they feel the thrill of victory and agony of defeat with every customer. With a cutting-edge, track-tested chassis, they know what it takes to build a race-winning machine. The PRW chassis has a proven track record of wins and championships that speak for themselves. When you're ready to take your performance to the next level, come visit Performance and let them get you in victory lane. Online at performancecenter.com. Also, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok. And you can call Performance Racing Warehouse at 704-838-1400.
GXS Wraps is your one stop for all your vehicle and motorsports graphics needs. Since 2018, GXS Wraps has offered turnkey solutions including design, printing, and installation of premium final graphics for fleet vehicles, personal vehicles, and race cars. 100% of our services offered are completed at our 4,800 square foot facility located in Apex, North Carolina. Check us out on the web, GXSWraps.com, or give us a call, 919-213-0371, to get started on your next wrap. GXS Wraps, the official graphics partner of the Cars Tour and the Stickered Up Podcast.
We're all familiar with the term batteries not included. Well, that does not apply to Volt Battery, distributed by Meredith Battery. They're all about batteries. Meredith Battery has Volt batteries for all applications, including auto, marine, commercial, golf cars, power sport, and motorsport. Meredith Battery of Anderson, South Carolina. Their Volt Battery customers are frequent visitors to Victory Lane at your local short tracks in the Southeast each and every week. For more information and to buy your next Volt battery, contact the team at 864-226-9091. 864-226-9091. And on Facebook and Instagram. Volt Battery, distributed by Meredith Battery, the official battery of the Cars Tour and the Stickered Up Podcast.
Hey, this is Brendan Butterbean, Queen driver to number 03 old school video games, LeafCars.com, Toyota, and you're listening to Stickered Up.
White flag out this edition of the Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast for the Solid Rock Carriers Cars Tour. We head to Ace Speedway Friday night for the running of the Accelerated Graphics 315, 225 laps for the late model stock, 100 laps for the pro late models. Again, mini stocks for 30, champ carts for 20, ace mods for 40. And taking a quick look, general admission for this weekend is $25. Children 6 to 12, that's $10. Pit Pass is $45 for Cars Tour. Local division Pit Pass is $35. If you can't make it to Altima Hall this weekend, you can catch all the action on Flow Racing. And again, just to recap, 21 pro late models. All of those cars will start. We've got 33 late model stock cars that have pre-entered for this weekend's festivities. 28 cars will start. How they will do, all 33 cars will take time. They will take the top 26 on time, and then two provisionals. Those two provisionals will go to the two highest individuals in championship owner standings to date. So as like we mentioned when we were talking with Boo Carlisle in segment two, we've started 32 cars the first three races. This weekend, we are only going to start 28, so we will be sending five cars home. So it'll definitely be action-packed from qualifying till the checkered flag falls. I want to thank all of our partners that help Stickered Up come to you each and every week. Our friends at Pereer Tank Lines, Performance Center Racing Warehouse, GeoCut, Volt Battery Technologies, GSX Wraps, and as always, our friends here at Broadcasting Experts, Dave Perkins, Morgan Patrick, for making us sound so good each and every week. And also want to thank our guest via the GSX Wraps hotline on this edition, Mr. Boo Carlisle with Kicking Asphalt. That's the checkered flag on this edition of the Stickered Up Podcast. I'm your host, Stephen Dunn.
Be sure to share this podcast. New episodes of Stickered Up will be available wherever you download your podcasts. I'm not going to lie.